Qatari and Iraqi foreign ministers in Tehran. Iraqi foreign minister, after meeting with Iranian counterpart, held a press conference. He announced that Iran and Iraq have talked about various issues, including Iran's civil nuclear program, Syrian crisis, and problem of terrorism in Iraq. But he added that the most important issue they discussed was the 1975 border treaty. Iraq's former dictator Saddam Hussein on September 1980 ripped the document in front of media and started the war against Iran.
We have had significant achievements in the settlement of many of our border issues. Our technical delegation in Tehran, with the help of all relevant ministries, has solved the remaining border issues with their Iranian counterparts. This includes Arvand River. We also agreed to dredge the river from the trash. We also re-established the Joint Coordinating Committee, and we agreed with Iranian Foreign Minister Mr. Zarif to announce important agreements in this respect in the coming period.
I have good news for all our friends. We have reached an agreement about implementation of the 1975 border agreement with Iraq. There has been an agreement among our experts, and I expect Iraqi Foreign Minister to come to Iran to sign the agreement in this regard, after its legal process is complete. This is in the benefit of both countries.
Even though terrorism was touched on with Iraqi foreign minister, but in the next joint press conference with Qatari and Iranian foreign ministers, the question of Syrian crisis was asked, and terrorism, that's today Syria's main problem, became the main topic of discussion.
Iran's foreign minister says that extremism is not in the benefit of any government.
Qatari foreign minister stated that Syrian crisis remains the sole difference between the two countries, but he added that Iran and Qatar believe that Syrian crisis does not have a military solution.
All sides agree that Syrian crisis should be solved through political means.
I believe that, as Dr. Alatia says, we all believe that Syrian problem should be resolved through political means, and it does not have a military solution. We both believe that the Syrian people are the ones that must decide their future. We both believe that we must help the Syrian people find a political solution. We both believe that the Syrian war must end. So we share many common points, even on issues that we may not completely agree on.
Iran has repeatedly announced that good relations with its neighbors are its main foreign policy priority. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV.